Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. If you don't already have the app, it's time to go download it. Go to your app store, search on Keystone Sports, and you'll get everything you need on Penn State football. I'm Jim Galante. I'm sitting in for Andrew P. Shea as host. Across from me is the aforementioned Andrew P. Shea, who is sitting in for both Ross Tucker and Bob Flounders, who are at the NFL draft. How you doing, Andy?
Good. Did you just give me two pair of shoes to fill? Like, did you give me Ross and Bob's shoes to fill?
That's exactly what I did.
Get ready, folks. You're hitch them up. We're going to go for a ride today because I don't know that I have nearly the expertise on the offensive line, or I'm not nearly as, you know, sort of look at me as Ross, and I'm definitely not going to talk as loud as Bob, but it's good to see you. We got a lot to talk about, plenty to go around, but yes, the other two cylinders in our machine.
Okay.
They're in Dallas, Texas.
They are. They're having fun down at Big D with the draft, so we'll have to do without them. And then, did you describe Ross as both an offensive line expert and a look at me kind of guy? I just want to make sure I have that clarified.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ross will respond to that.
He's the star of the show, right? It's all about Ross.
Well,
Ross the boss. Why do you think I call him Ross the boss?
Well, see, you may have answered then my next question. I was going to ask you, before we even get to an Ask Andy segment, who has the tougher job here? You filling in those two pairs of shoes or me filling in for you?
Oh, definitely me, because look at all the papers you got down in front of you. Dude, you're 10 times more organized than I am in a month and just for getting ready for one show. I love the prep, though. I love being organized.
I have my cheat sheets in front of me. Yes, I do. So let's get going. First of all, quick review of what we're going to be getting into today. We're going to start up with the news, the latest news in quarter one, which will mostly be about recruiting, with one major exception. We'll get to that. Q2, which is typically Tucker's tape, we're going to make that Andy's tape. One more look back at the blue-white game. I know you have a lot to say about that game.
Yeah, I was in the stadium, not working. I just sat in the stadium like everybody else.
On a beautiful day.
It was pretty nice. It was fun to watch the game from that perspective. It's better than watching it on TV, especially that game. And yeah, I saw a lot. So Dustin and I talked about a lot of it earlier this week. But we're going to talk about some more of it because it's worth looking back at.
And then we are going to the world-famous Ask Andy segment in quarter three.
This is the one I'm afraid of, but I'm ready.
And then in quarter four, since the rest of the guys, they're off handling this year's draft in Big D, you and I are going to get ahead of the curve. We're going to start talking about the 2019 NFL draft and talking about what Penn State players we might be talking about next year at this time.
Yeah, why talk about this year when you can look ahead to next year?
Exactly. So, without further ado, let's get to the news, Andrew. And guess what? Our football coach, James Franklin, decided to drop in on class this past week, and what did he find?
Well, the interesting thing is, first of all, he showed up at a regular, I think it was a sociology class or something.
Yes, I believe so.
And was introducing, had a list, was obviously provided to him, just kind of showed up and was introducing the football players to the rest of the class, which is kind of interesting to do in late April because I think if you're a Penn State student and one of the guys on the football team pretty much walks in, you know who they are. They're bigger than most other males in the class. But I think he was making a point like that. His point was they're here because of this, but they're also here because of this, and this is who they are. And I don't know what his standard is for class attendance. I do know what his standard is, especially for incoming freshmen, is X amount of minutes early, kind of sitting up near the front, and be ready and be prepared when the gun goes off. which is exactly in the James Franklin mold for everything else he does. But yeah, he called names and they stood up and they were all obviously sitting together. And then he called Micah Parsons' name and
not.
There was not Micah there. Now, here's the thing that I will say. The attendance at class could be something that has hindered Micah at times in his younger years as a high school student. That was an issue for him. I don't think it's that big a deal to me because, A, I don't think James is meddling in the attendance policy of the university, whatever that might be. I mean, I got kids in college. You can miss X amount of classes for whatever, X, Y, and Z. My son's like, he wanted to caddy for his buddy playing in some big golf tournament. Emailed his professor, skipped the class, boom, fine. He let him know in advance he was going to skip. But you can skip a class. You can miss a class. I don't think attendance is a problem for Micah. It just got caught on film, like everything else. Is this the normal or the exception? I think this would be the exception because, honestly, in the last 18 months, as Micah went through his final time in high school and enrolled at Penn State, he's grown up a lot. He's going to grow up more, and this is just a little small baby step of a learning experience. Like, you don't need to be missing class.
Well,
but I don't think there's any repercussions from James. There can't be.
Well, I think it's a good lesson for all the players that when you are a football player at Penn State or another large football university, all eyeballs are going to be on you. And something very minor, even an excusable absence or a class that's not mandatory attendance or you can miss a class or two, if you're a football player, the eyeballs are still going to be on you. Well, let's go back to the more serious issues at hand and talk some recruiting. And Penn State, coming out of the blue-white game, did get a commitment. A Mr. Caden Wallace, 6'5", 315 pounds. That's a pretty nice size. Offensive guard from New Jersey. Four stars.
Four-star kid. Could possibly, as he moves into his senior year, remember we're in April, so you know the senior rankings haven't come out yet. He's a top 100 kid, top 10 at his position in the country. He had a fairly impressive final decision list that included Clemson, Oklahoma, Auburn. Clemson's might have played for a national championship in the last couple of years, maybe even won one. But I'm just saying that he is a good get. It was the right get for Penn State. If they were only going to get one coming out of the spring practice and the blue white, sort of recruiting weekend, he was the right one to get. And he fits the Penn State mold under James Franklin for what an offensive lineman is. I mean, he's 315 pounds, but he doesn't look it. Like, he's 6'5".
He carries it well.
He does not look fat.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look heavy. And I think he's a guard. But I also think he could swing and play right tackle. I really do. He could play right guard or right tackle. I don't know if he necessarily has to start right away, but I think he will be a competitor when he arrives on campus. I think there will be a physical element that has to change, but I think he fits the mold perfectly, and there's a real good chance he becomes a five-star offensive lineman. He's not far off already, and I think he's an elite. He is an elite talent at the position he's going to play, and he fits Penn State's mold. Nasty, great footwork, doesn't look nearly as big as his height and weight tell you, and he could definitely play two positions at a fairly early time in his career. But at his core, if you were putting it in an ideal scenario, you want him at offensive guard.
Okay, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. My one note here is they're just stockpiling offensive linemen. There will be no need for him to be thrown out there to the Wolves as a freshman, unless he's completely ready. My one other question, there was only one commit, though, coming out of the blue-white game. I think we had as our over under 1.5 commits, I think. Were you a little surprised there was just one?
Not really, because the game's changed in terms of how you recruit now with the new NCAA regulations about official visits and unofficial visits and when it comes through. Because this window, you know, like in April through some point in June, I think it's like early mid-June, I think it ends before the new class, you know, the rest of the 18 class gets on campus. There's that open window for official visits now. This is the first year of that. So there was, at the blue-white game, there was sort of, you know, there was like 160-some kids there, but there were official visits and then there were the unofficial visits. So there were definitely two different lanes that Penn State was dealing with. And I think the rules have put a little more advantage in the players' hands in this, and I think it's a good thing that, you know, before, official visits couldn't start till the football season started for those kids in that class. Well, now they can get those out of the way, and they can take them now and then make their decision in the summer, still leading into their senior year, and I think that helps them. So I think the commit's going to be a little bit slower for the guys that Penn State are recruiting.
So even though it might be a little counterintuitive that the official visits have moved, previously you had to wait to the fall for an official visit.
Correct.
Now you could do it in the spring. So you
Correct.
Would think, oh, shouldn't the signings move up? But actually it's the other way.
Correct.
Because now if I'm a player, hey, if I want to make my decision before my senior year, I've got these five official visits. Let's go use them.
The five official visits had become almost irrelevant because you had to wait so late because the game had changed that kids were committing earlier and giving, you know, verbal commitments so much earlier in 18 and 17 and 16. And now they've moved it so that these official visits become important to the players and their families, and they can get them done before the senior year. I think it's a really good thing.
Okay. With just a minute left, let's try to hit a couple things quickly. Taquan Roberson, dual threat quarterback, who has committed to Penn State, has gotten his fourth star, which does that tell you about James Franklin and his staff scouting quarterbacks? And do they get a second quarterback in this recruiting cycle?
I think a four-star, getting his four stars, no big deal. I don't think Penn State under James Franklin and this staff have ever had a problem identifying talent at the quarterback position. Don't ever question it. Don't ever doubt it. Do they get a second quarterback? It might be in a perfect scenario with a smaller recruiting class, James's preference. It's a want, not necessarily a need, but I think at some point he wants to double down in a class, and this one seems opportunistic to do that.
Okay, the quick note, the two other quarterbacks that they were looking at, one went to our old friend Joe Moorhead in Mississippi State, the other one committed to Clemson, and that concludes quarter number one, which went way too fast, Andy. Stay tuned, and we're going to get Andy's tape in quarter two, where Andy gets an inside look at the blue-white game.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.